This year was made available the Ili Nishmas, Zev Burech ben Shmiel, and Feige Bas Amon Yeshaya. Tahay Nishmu Sam Tzrira B'Tzroir HaChaim.
Hey, Omer Beis, eight shulis up from the bath. Omama, Yoho. Omama. Yoho, I am able to think Yasmin, he could hide chometz, so it shouldn't be seen. So it won't be ever on Bal Yeroi. V'yekabol pigdei nizmin anochrim, and he can accept chometz as a deposit for safekeeping from goyim, but it says lo yeroi lecho, which means your own chometz. So it seems chometz that's not yours, you wouldn't be ever. Talmud lema lo yemotze. Lo yemotze means in any case, even though it's not seen, it's hidden, but it's found. It's found, therefore it's your eiver. And chometz that a goy deposit with you safekeeping, even though it's not yours, but it's found with you, so your eiver. How can you say that your eiver and chometz of a goy? For Amalfi, you said already, Reisha, in the beginning of that Bereisha, Shelcho Iyatore, you cannot see your own chometz. Also, to see your own chometz on Pesach. That's why I said Shelcho. Avol Atore Shelachem, but chometz of others of Goyim, the Shelgavea and of Hegdish, is moot of you to have Pesach, because it's not Lecho. So what are you telling me now, in the same Bereisha, that even chometz of Goyim, if it's left for you for safekeeping, you're able on it, it's after you. And three more, low kasha. For this that we say, that is over, if he has chometz of goyim, that left it with him for safekeeping, the kobil alei achrayes, because he took upon himself responsibility. So therefore, in a certain sense, it's like his, because he has an interest in watching it. Otherwise, he's responsible for whatever happens. That kind of chometz of a goy is over. Or, what do we say? Shelcho atoreya, I atoreya. You cannot see your own, but you could see chometz of a goyim. The lo kobel alei achrayes. It didn't take any responsibility. So since it took no responsibility and no connection with him, therefore he's not over. Say that. And the Gemara gives an example. Only the example, and not only an example, but it teaches us an additional halacha. Kiho, like this case, the Omahu lo Rove, the Bnei Mechuzah, Rove said to the Jews of Mechuzah, Be'ilu, get rid of the Chamir of the Chomets, the Bnei Chil, of the soldiers. Soldiers deposited their Chomets by the Jewish housekeepers who were supposed to cook and bake for the Gentile soldiers. So he said, get rid of that chometz. Chometz de bnei chela. Be'iru chamira, get rid of the chometz de bnei chela of the soldiers. Oh, it's not your chometz. Get rid of it, mi bataka from your houses. Kivan di lo miga. Because if it will be stolen, be yisabe, or it will be lost, be yishu saichako, it stands in your jurisdiction, or be silishlum, you'll have to pay for it. Therefore, ki di lo chayindom is like yours. And it's also to keep it during Pesach. So we see that when you have a responsibility for the chometz of the goy, then it's also to keep. Now, Rav is actually telling us more than we would know without Rav. Rav is telling us, even though you didn't accept responsibility, we didn't accept any responsibility when they deposited the chometz with us, but the goyim are not asking us whether they accept or not. If the chometz will go lost, they'll make us pay for it. So therefore, we're learning something new, even though you didn't accept. If it's a case, we'll have to pay for it. So you're responsible, even though you didn't accept the responsibility, you're able by having that comments. So now we know as follows. If you have no responsibility at all, or going to left comments in your house, and you're not even ashamed at all on it, then you're not able. However, we have to know what it means not ashamed. We'll soon talk about that. But suppose chometz of a goy was left in your house, and you're responsible, even though you weren't willing to take responsibility, but the goy is going to force you to pay in case something happens to the chometz, So it's also called responsibility. Then you're able for having your tumas. Now there's another question comes up now. I've always said responsibility if it's lost or stolen. That's like the responsibility of a shemer sofer. Suppose you're a shemer for the goy, you're not responsible if it's lost or stolen. You're only a shemer chinam. And the goy won't make you pay if it's lost or stolen. But if you're a poshea like a shemer chinam, or bechayef epshia, you were negligent, let's say you walked out and left the door open, somebody came in and stole the hummus, you'd be chayef epshia. Is that called achrayas or not? The machlek is a poskim. Some say only achrayas of gneve v'aveide, like the Gemara says, that makes you more as somewhat owner of the hummus. But achrayas only of Hashem Rechinen, no, some say even achrayas of Hashem Rechinen makes you chayef. It's only when the Lord left hummus with you and you said, you should know, I have no responsibility at all for it, then it's mutter to keep it pace. The machlek is a poskim. Say that aside. Of course, when Rabbi told them they have to get rid of the hummus, it means it will cost them money. They can't be helped. They have to throw the hummus out. Or eat it up themselves before Pesach. Even though it will cost them money, it can't be helped. Of course, on the next piece, there's a din, a ganev, if he steals, has to pay kefal. Has to pay double. If he steals from Hegdish, he doesn't pay anything. No kefal. You steal my Eishre Ehu from some of your fellow men. You steal from Heg, there's no din of kefal. Suppose a man, let's say Reuben, was Magdish a korban. He had made a neder, I'm going to bring a korban Shlomo. He made a neder. And to fulfill his neder, he said, I'm Magdish this behemoth for a korban Shlomo. Now, if this behemoth will go lost, Reuben had to take out of his pocket money by another behemoth, because he took upon himself another. He didn't say this behemoth is. He said, I took upon myself to give a kol mishlamim. So even though he said subsequently this behemoth will be for my nether, it's good if the behemoth is there. If the behemoth goes lost, he has to take out of his pocket money by another behemoth. Now, if somebody steals that behemoth from him, it's a question. Some say the ganav is potter from kefal, because he stole hegdish. The behemoth is kodesh, the kol. Others say no. But Rabbi Shimon says the ganav has to pay kefal. Why? Because that behemoth, even though it's hegdish, but it's a dover hager l'mom, it causes Reuben a loss of money. If this behemoth is gone, Reuben has to take money out of his pocket by another behemoth. So all the behemoth itself is not called mom and it's hegdish, but Rabbi Shimon says it's a dover hager l'mom, it causes money, therefore it's like money, and the ganav has to pay kefal. It's still in tzmachlekes. Inside now. Three lines up from the bottom. Oniha, that's right. When you say, if he steals chometz, that's not his, belongs to a goy. But since he's responsible to the goy, he's over for having that chometz. That's right, because here, if the chometz is lost, he has to make good to the goy. Therefore, it's like mammon. So it's like he has money. It's like the hummus is his money. When the hummus goes lost, he has to make good for it. So it's like your money, you're watching the hummus for the goy. It's not your hummus. When the hummus goes lost, you have to make good. It's just like your money, that hummus. Therefore, you're able by having hummus of a goy in your possession. But if a whole, is not kemaman, somebody would steal that comb. He wouldn't pay kefal because hegdish is not mammon. And the fact that it causes Reuben, the owner, a loss, we don't care because he didn't steal any mammon. Just like, yeah, the mammon causes money. See here also, why should you be over if you have chometz of a goy for which you're responsible? Who cares if you're responsible? It's still not yours. Even though if it's lost, you'll have to make good, but it's not yours. So you hold dollar, go, mammon, lab, ke, mammon, dummy. Why should you be able to have hummus or goy in your possession? Say that aside. If the man had never said, if Reuben had never said, I take it upon myself to bring a korban, he just said, this behemoth is a korban, everybody agrees. If somebody steals that korban, he's potter. But it's hegdish. It's not Reuben's money anymore. It's magdish the behemoth. But since Reuben said, I take it upon myself to bring a korban, then he said, this behemoth is kodesh from my korban, then the behemoth is stolen, Reuven still had a neder on him. So therefore, like his money, according to Rabbi Shimon. So if we hold, we understand why, if you accept responsibility for the goy's chometz, why you're able? Because it's like your money. The chometz goes lost, you have to make good. But if we hold, Rabbi Shimon is only one person, others differ with him. So why should he be able merely because you took achrayas for the goy's chometz? Not your money. Answer the Gemara. Now, before we see the answer, in the Braisa above we learn a pasuk Shivas Yomim Se'oya Lo Yemotzi Bobatechem. So the question, does it mean only, does it mean just in your house? Any kind of chometz? Even though it's not yours? No chometz should be found in your house? So Gemara says, it says, by lo yeroy lecho soya, says lecho. Different pasuk. So we learn the soya where it says lecho, lo yeroy lecho soya, to the pasuk, shivas yomim soya lecho soya, it means also lecho. So it means your own chametz. So again, shivas yomim soya lo yemotzi bevatecha means your own chametz. Not your chametz, you're not eva. So the chametz of a goy, you're not eva. But still the lecho is not written befeirish. Lecho is written only the other pasuk. We know this means lecho because you learn a gzeira shove. That means lecho. Lo yemotzi lecho, but it doesn't say beferish lecho. So since it says lo yemotzi without the lecho, the Torah comes to hint there's another case where it's not actually yours, still your eva. So you have two kinds of chometz that are not yours. One, if it's not yours, that all belongs to the goy. So the lecho that's written by soya, we learn from there to here. So therefore you're not Eva, but not yours at all. But then there's another limit, it says, lo yemotzi without the lecho, although it means lecho, but lecho not written befeish, this lo yemotzi means even if it's not yours, still you're Eva, if you're responsible for it. So even though the lecho yemam alav kemam, and then you have your place else, according to that, those are different with Rabbi Shimon, but by chometz is different, the Torah says lo yemotzi and leaves out lecho, comes to say, if you have some kind of responsibility, you're Eva. Of course, you have no responsibility, you're not Eva, because the Lachor that's written by Lachor, the Seher, goes on this. You can explain that to your neighbors. First, we'll say it inside the Gemara, then you'll say it away once more. And the Moshaniach is different here. The Omer, the Pasuk is Lo Yemotze, and doesn't say Lachor right away. So, therefore, Lo Yemotze means even if it's not yours, you're Eva on it. Although we know it means yours, because there's another pasuk soya lo yemotzi lo yeroy lecho soya, and there it says lecho, and it's gzeira shavim there to here. So we say as follows: if it's not yours at all, so it's excluded from the aver, no aver, because it says lo yeroy lecho soya, it goes on yemotzi also, like it, as if it had been written lo yemotzi lecho, as if there was a lecho written there too. So therefore, sir, that's not yours at all, you're not Eva. But since the Lecho is not written beferish, it comes to him that sometimes it's not yours and you are Eva. How is that? If you're responsible for it, say that. Others say the kash was just the opposite. That's right, if a whole, not like Abishima. That Dolagyamam is not like woman. So therefore, I would think that even though you accepted responsibility, it's not Eva at all. Hainu, so that's why you need Lo Yemotzi, to tell us a Chiddush, you are Eva. Because you accepted responsibility, you're Eva, even though it's not Lecho, even though it's not yours. Ela mandama, kemome dome, we'll go to Rabbi Shimon, who says, davar gamome kemome dome, see without Lo Yemotzi, I will know you're Eva. Lo yemotzi lomali, because it surely is yours. It's your chomet, like this. Shivas yomim se'oya lo yemotzi bevatechem. It surely means at least yours your eva. Now Rabbi Shimon holds, if it's something which is a gerav lemom, it's yours. So why do I need a pasuk lo yemotzi, from which we learn the lack of lecho comes to him, even if it's not yours, it's yours fully. So I need Lo Yemotzi for it. Why need the Baraisa to tell us this chiddush from the word lo yamotze? It's like any other chometz. It's yours because you took responsibility. So why do I need the pasuk to tell us that? Say the kasha. Now, to understand the Gemara's teretz, we shall first go back to the story of Reuben. Reuben, after he took a neder to bring a kol mishlamim, it was magdish this behemoth for his kol mishlamim. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says, does it mean it's his property? Can he sell it? Can he give it away? Sure not. He has no power over it at all. So in what respect is it called moment? Only if somebody takes it away from him. Or somebody would kill it. So he's losing money. And only by depriving him of it, then the question of moment comes in. As long as it's in existence, the principle of moment had no place at all. And no application. While the behemoth is still alive, no application of kemomendam. He can't do anything with it. It's only kemomendam in the sense of taken away from him or killed. Then it pops up. Did a man do a harm in money or not? We should say, did him harm in money? Like his money? Now the answer is as follows. Chometz, even though you say, as long as the chometz is there, it's no moment. So therefore I would say it's not either. It's a moment only if it's lost. So even though he's responsible for it, as long as the chometz is lying there safe and sound, it's not called moment. That I would think that Yisrael is not able on it. If I need a pasuk, you say Israel inside. Is the chok. I need a pasuk. Is I need a pasuk. Second line. So it would enter the mind to say, Hoyel, because the chiyse, when the chometz is still there in existence, it goes back just as it is. The Yisrael had no connection with the chometz. He's responsible for it. Otherwise, he has no jurisdiction over the chometz. He has to give it back when the time comes. It's not his jurisdiction. Although Rabbi Shimon says, that's only if you take it away from him. If he lost the chometz, it was stolen from him, somebody destroyed the chometz, then the question pops up. Can the Yisrael be reimbursed for the chometz that was lost because the Yisrael is responsible for the chometz? Rabbi Shimon said, yes, you have to reimburse the Jew for the chometz because but as long as the chometz is there, lying safe and sound, the question doesn't answer at all. There's no application of chometz. So I would say it's not over on Pesach, because Pesach is not a question of losing your chometz, it's a question of keeping your chometz during your Pesach. As long as he keeps it, it's not chometz at all. There's no application of moment. Israel has no ownership at all over it. So from Mashbon, he tells us, no, he is over. That's the chiddush of Pesach. Well, Yemotze says, even though everybody will agree, it's not kemomadom as long as it's your possession. Still, for chometz, it's considered like yours and your eva. Say that. I'll make one more attempt to explain it. Rabbi Shimon says, if you have to bring another colt in case his beim is lost, it makes the beim like your property. In what sense is it your property? Can you sell it? Can you give it away? No. So as long as the beim is there, in no sense at all is it yours. When does a problem of yours come up? If somebody steals it or kills it. And the question is, did he harm your moment? Well, she would say, yes, now, by taking away, it's causing you a loss of moment. So therefore, the thing that was there in existence before could have saved your moment had it been in existence. So the man that destroyed it, destroyed a dova ager in the moment. Then it's called destroying your money. So as long as it's in existence, it's not shy to say that all that's yours. You have no jurisdiction at all over it. Therefore, at chometz and pesach, as long as it's there, it's not yours at all. You're not responsible for it. That's when you're supposed to say, lo yamotze, that is considered from the Torah, as far as chometz is concerned, considered yours. That's all. If somebody would steal that chometz or destroy it, you have to pay you for it. That's because the law a commandment on it, according to Rabbi Shimon. But as long as nobody touched the chometz and it's still intact, so how is it yours? Even according to Rabbi Shimon. And I would think you're not Eva. The Avinu of the Pasuk says, is Eva. That's the best I can do. Explain it once more, but don't like that. Oh, me name, ask the following question of Rabbi. there was a practice of the government that they took one out of every 10 or 20 behemoths every year. That's called arnuna. So behemoths, arnuna, behemoths that are subject to arnuna, that are subject to confiscation by the government. Chayeves bebechayo, is that behemoth gives birth to a firstborn. Is it a bechayo? Or ain't a chayeves bebechayo? The din is as follows. If a goy has a partnership in your behemoth, then that behemoth no longer is chayev and bechayo. Only behemoths of Yisrael, they give birth the first time, a chayev bebechayo, it's a bechayo, and it's kodesh. But if the behemoth belongs to a goy, there's no kiddusha on the bechayo. And even if the goy only owns part of the behemoth, it's also no kiddusha. Now here, the government, the goyim, own part of the behemoth, but they can take it away. So the question is, if a behemoth of Anuna, these behemoths that are subject to Anuna, because the goyim can take any one that they want from your herd. Therefore, are all those behemoths that are subject to that considered as if the goy has part share in them, so they're all put up in the halo or not? Now he explains. Kol heche demotzing misalik lebezuzi, wherever the Jew had the right to get rid of the goy by giving him money instead of a behemoth, he can buy himself off. They shouldn't take the behemoth. Lo, call me boy alone. There's no question. The hive is hive in behemoth. But when do you say it's potter? When the goy owns a share of it. And you can't buy him out. He's a partner. You can't force him to sell you his share. But suppose the government has a law that they cannot take a behemoth if you're willing to pay for it in money. So therefore, the goyim don't have any share in your behemoth. Just a shubit, a claim on, a mortgage on them. But it doesn't belong to them. So therefore, it's surely chayav b'chayav, because the goy has no share in it. Ki kol boy alone, when there's our question, heche delo motzi misalik lebezuzi, but you cannot get rid of the goy by giving him money. The goy will come and take a behemoth, and even if they want to pay money, they won't want to accept it from you if they don't want. My, what's the din? Because after all, you didn't give the behemoth yet to the goy. It's only a possibility you might take it. Why might I take the behemoth? He'll take the other behemoth. He'll have a number of behemoths. Doesn't take all your behemoths. He might take any one of them. So since he only has a claim on your herd in general, but no specific behemoth is his, so maybe it's all considered yours until the goy comes, and therefore you all the behemoths are higher than behemoth. That's a question. Say that. Oh, Malus, the other answered Pitura, it's Potter. If you cannot buy off the goy, it's like he has a share and it's put up in the chem. Frag the Gemara, what time you'll end up a guy say, Chayeves? So he answers, Hosom, the Mosim is Salik, where he can get rid of it, of the goy, by money. So as follows. One Bagai said, this famous Hanun is Chayeves Bibcheva. That's talking about a case where you could buy off the goy with cash. Therefore, it's like yours. But the place where you cannot buy off the goyim, they have a right to insist on taking your behemoth, therefore it's like the goyim have a share in your behemoth, and therefore it's part of him b'chera, say that. He could tell me, others say, oh my love, behemoth sanu ne petura min ha-b'chera. Be'afal gavli mo'sig misalik, even though the Jew can buy off the goy, still, he has to buy him off. So it's like the goy already has rights in it. And it's part of the b'chera. That's different from the first lesson. First lesson said, where the Jew can buy over the goy, it's surely the Jew. In other words, it says no. In all cases, it's part of the b'chera. Because since you have to buy over the goy, it's like the goy's property too. In fact, you can buy him off, doesn't mean it wasn't his. Is a son on it? Suppose they're a dog. Now, from dough, you have to give challah to the kohen. If the dough belongs to a goyim, you don't give challah to the kohen. Suppose there's a din of arnuna, a goyim can come and take some of your dough, whenever they want, a certain portion. They can come whenever they want. So, isis arnuna, the dough of arnuna, chayev is bechal, chayev bechala. Always chayev. Be'afal gav delo motzik b'salik, even though you can't pay off the goy, still it's considered yours. Now, that's the exact opposite. Bema, you say, is always considered the goy's property, even though you can pay off the goy. Still, it's potter from Bechayla. In the case of Chala, the door is always chay for Chala, even when you cannot buy off the goy. Why is that? My time, the answers. Bema is the caller. Bema, there's a report everybody knows that the goy is going to take from the behaviors, and therefore eventually he takes one, and people realize that all the rest were not intended for the goy. So therefore, even though the din is the din is that because the goy has a right to take, so even though motzin is salikley, it's still your property. Excuse me, even though it's salikley, it's still the goy's property, because you have to buy out his share. So always it's called behemoth of a goy. Whether the goy can take it by force and you can't buy him off, or the goy can be bought off. In any case, since the goy has a right to take, it's considered the goy's property, and therefore it's potter from behemoth. And people won't think when they see later that you're a behemoth, that gave birth, had given birth to a firstborn, you're not nei kedusha by the behemoth. People won't think you're doing an aveira, but they know that the goy is taking publicly a behemoth. A behemoth is taken publicly. Behemoth is not in the house, behemoth is on the field. So people will see when the goy comes and he collects the behemoth's anunah, they understand that these behemoths were anunah, and that's why whatever behemoth they gave birth to are part of behemoth. But dough is a private thing in the house. People don't see that the goy comes and takes your dough. And therefore, Esau, Leslie called, there's no report that it's Esau's anunah, even though people know that goyim take anunah from the dough. But they don't see it taking place. So people get the impression that dough is potter from challah, and they stop separating challah. And therefore, in order that people shouldn't think that dough is potter from challah, even though it's Esau's anunah is potter, so he says, hi, say that. Nochri shenichnis lachatzer shel Yisrael b'tzeker v'yodeh, the goy came into the chotzer of a Jew, and the goy was carrying dough, means he was carrying chometz, and zokuk levoya, the Yisrael is not forced to get rid of it. Zokuk means he's not required to get rid of it, since it's not his chometz, so it's mutter for it to be in his reshus on Pesach. If kido etzlo zokilah, whether the goy left over the chametz for safekeeping with the Yisrael, then the Yisrael has to get rid of it. But once he becomes chayev v'acharayis, he's responsible for the chametz, so in a certain sense it becomes his, and therefore he'll be over if he keeps it during Pesach. Yichad lo bayis, if he assigned a house, a room for the goy in his house, and zokuk levoy, he doesn't have to get rid of it. Means the chometz, which the goy deposited in the house of the Yisrael, if it's a house, a room, that's especially for the goy, let's say he rented it out to the goy, or he transferred with the kinyan the rental of that room to the goy, now the goy is a tenant of that room, so even though the chometz is technically in the house of Yisrael, it's not zokuk levoy, then have to remove it. Now we'll see later more about this thing. Now on what this pasuk goes, it's not clear. Does it go on the last part, which says that ein zokuk levoya, it doesn't have to remove it? But the pasuk lo yemotze comes to tell the Isra it shouldn't be found in your house. If he's telling us a heta, that once it's put in the goy's in the room that belongs to the goy, and he's looked at the boy, so how can he quote the pasuk lo yemotze, which pasuk is of Esau? So the Gemara will discuss that. First, say the guys. Like the Gemara, my comma. What is he saying? He says in the sefer yichad lo bayis, he doesn't have to get rid of the chometz. It brings the pasuk lo yemotze. The pasuk doesn't refer on the sefer just before the pasuk. It goes to the resha, which talks about Esau. If the goy left it over for safekeeping with the Yisrael, now the Yisrael is responsible for it. He has to get rid of it. Now the pasuk that tells us Isa goes on the Reishis, talks about Isa. So the Yamase is used to say, even though it's not your chametz, but still it shouldn't be found in your possession. Now, if it's a chametz that's not yours at all, then we already learned, Agzeira Shove, from Lo Yemose, from Lo Yeroe, there has to be Lecho. Only yours, your Eva. So if it's not yours at all, you're not Eva Lo Yemose. However, if it's yours in a certain sense that you're responsible for it, that's what he's telling us. Lo Yemose comes to say, it's yours, that you're responsible for it, you're Avon, even though it's not yours. And that's why the Lecho is not written here. Although Lo Yemose means Lecho, because the Gezerah Shaveh from Lo Yeroi means Lecho. So, again, we learn from Lo Yeroi Lecho that the Chometz is not yours and not Avon. So the Lo Yemose also not Avon, is not yours. As if it had been written Lecho by Lo Yemose. But actually it's not written. The fact that it's not written Befeish comes to tell us, Lo Yemose comes to say, sometimes it's not yours and still your Eva, for Mekabal Achrei, say that. Avashi Amar, in reality, a Sefer. Goes on this Sefer. When you said, Yichad Lo Bayis, he assigned for him a room, he gave him the rental of a room where he put the Chometz, Ein Zot Plevaya. And on this it brings the Pasuk, Lo Yemose. So the question was, how can the Pasuk of Isa come to tell us a heta? This is what the Bais is saying. He doesn't have to remove it. Shenema lo yemose bodech should be found in your homes, your houses. This is not your house anymore, because since you gave him the rental of that room, the nochri ki koma ayel, the goy, when he brings in the chametz, the bey said, then now she come out, bring it into his own house. So therefore, lo yemose comes actually for heta. Lo yemose bevatechem, in your houses it shouldn't be found. But since you gave the goy a rental of a room, it's his house. Say that. Tosfos learns, it's talking about a case where the Yisrael took upon himself responsibility for it. And therefore, in a certain sense, it's like his chometz, and he would be Eva. But since it's now in a room which he gave the goy the rental of it, so it's mekabal achrayas on the chometz of a nochri in the shoes of the nochri. Explain that a little more. Suppose that Yisrael took his own chometz and he put it in the goy's reshus. It should be there for Pesach. He has another. It won't help. If it's his chametz, it's over wherever the chametz is. So the question is, if being mekabel achrayus for the chametz of a goy makes it like the Jew's chametz, so why should the Jew be absolved if it's put in a goy's room? If a Yisrael accepted achrayus, and that makes it like his own chametz, so why should it be potter if he put it in a goy's room? Answer is this. It's a difference in degree of ownership. Whether it's completely his chametz, Yisrael's chametz, it won't help if he puts it in a goy's room. But when it's not really his, only his because he took achrayus, that's a special chumrah that the Torah makes on him. So therefore, if he has something to balance it, he put it in a goy's reshus, not in Yisrael's house, so that's able to take off that chumrah. Actually, it's not the Yisrael's chametz. See, goyis chametz, only took achrayus. But that's exceptional chumrah. But by putting it in a goy's house, this little chumrah is taken off, and therefore, if it's mekabel achrayus on chametz of a goy, which is in the reshus of a goy, it's mutter. Let's talk that over. Once more. If a Yisrael has chametz, even if it's in China, he's over. And even if he puts it in the reshus of a goy, and even the goy takes responsibility for it, won't help. The Jew is over. Now, if it's chametz of a goy, that's in the Jew's house, but the Jew has no responsibility at all for it, you're not over. As soon as he accepts responsibility, that's a chiddush by chametz that is over. However, if he takes that chametz for which he accepted responsibility, it's not his, it's the goy's chametz, and he puts it in the goy's house or in a room which the goy acquired the rental of that room, says Mekabal Achrayas on chametz shel nochri in the shoes of a nochri is not eivah, because that additional flair, the additional that addition, that because he's Mekabal Achrayas, it becomes like his, that's wiped out by the fact that it's in the goy's shoes. Talk about it once more, it'll fail. Now, where the Yisrael took that chametz of the goy, for which he was Mekabel Achrayas, and put it in the goy's house, that's already accepted. That's a way of being potter from being Eva, not Eva. Even though Yisrael is responsible for it, he's still responsible for it. He didn't yield the responsibility. It was actually not his. It was only a responsibility. So by putting it in a goy's house, that counterbalances the responsibility part, and the soil is not Eivah. Actually, it's not his. So therefore, the fact that it's Mekabel Achrayas and makes it like his, that's wiped out by the fact that it's put in the goy's reshus. Even though Yisrael is still responsible for it. But here, a chiddush was added. Even it's not in the goy's reshus, it's in the Yisrael's reshus. Only rented out the room to a goy, that's already a chiddush. Renting out a room to a goy, will that also help? And this thing more challenges now. So again, if you put the chametz of the goy, for which he had accepted responsibility, into the goy's house, we all agree, yes, he's not there. If he puts it in his own house, in a room that he rented to a goy, will that help? Well, the memory that you mean to say this chiras kaya, that renting is really a kinyan, and renting makes it actually the goy's property? Because renting you can consider only that he has a right to use it, but it's yours, not his. But the way you're saying now, by renting out or giving him the rental, the room actually becomes the goy's property. So do we actually have to agree to such a thing? So that's a kasha. But now we learn the Mishnah. Ah, b'mokim she'omru l'hask, even those places where they said you can rent out houses to goyim. And that is Yisrael, you cannot rent any houses to goyim. We don't want goyim to settle on our Yisrael, so we don't rent out any houses to them. It's also. But outside of Eretz Yisrael, let's say in Syria, Kutz Lo'aretz, you can rent out houses to goyim. So even a place where they said you could rent out houses to goyim, not for a dwelling, did they say that. You can rent it out, let's say, for a shed, for a warehouse, but not for a dwelling. Why not? But you're bringing in idols. The goy brings an idol into his dwelling. And therefore, it means a Jew is transgressing on the pasuk lo savi to eva el beisecha. You shouldn't bring an abomination into your house. It's still your house, even though you rented it out to a goy. If it's for a dwelling, he'll bring an idol into that house. And your eva on the pasuk lo savi to eva el beisecha. You shouldn't bring an abomination into your house. So, what do we see from this? That even though they rented it out, it's still your house, not his house. We saw that I could enter your mind to say, this feels kind, that rental is kene. So why do you call it the Jew's house, and the boy is bringing an idol to the Jew's house? Ki kamaya, when the boy is bringing in an idol, the boy said, then Avsha kamaya, he's bringing it into his own house. So we see from this that rental is not a kenya. It's considered your house. And the goy will be bringing idol into your house, even though he rented it. So here also, if you rent it out or get the rental of a room in your house to a goy, why it's considered like putting your chametz in the goy's house, your rental, it doesn't make it his house, say the kasha. So we see from this that schiras is not a kinyan, and that's why when you rent out a house to a goy, If you're bringing Avodah Zarah, you are Oiva, you're bringing a Toiva into your house, we see that's called your house and not his house, so we see Schir is not a Kenyan. And for the Gemara, you're right, Schir is elsewhere, it's not a Kenyan. But Shana here is different by Chometz. The Apke Rachmonet, the Torah expressed it, Beloshen lo yimotzei. So we say, Misher motzei biyot, if it's found in your hand, Yotze zeh, but this goes out from the Isser, Shana motzei biyot, it's not found in your hand. It means the Torah gives a certain exception here to the Din of Chometz, that if it's rented to a Goy, it's in his reshus, not your reshus. So although for all the other dinim, Sechiris is not a Kenyan, but for Chometz, he says Sechiris is a Kenyan. So even though you're a Mekabal Achrayas on the Chometz of a Goy, but if it's in his room that he rented from you, the Torah says it's not called Motsi B'yotcha. That's a Motsi B'yotcha. And since it's not completely Motsi B'yotcha, in a certain sense, it's like his, although Alpidin, Sphir is not a Kenyan, but for Chometz, Sphir is a Kenyan. Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Hamotze Chometz Bebeis of a Yom Tov. If he finds Chometz in his house on Yom Tov of Pesach, he cannot destroy it on Yom Tov, he can't burn up fire on Yom Tov to destroy Chometz, what should he do? Koyfe Olav Esakel, he covers it up with a vessel, takes a pot, and turns it upside down to cover up the Chometz. Why is that? Because if it let it lie there, all he wouldn't be over, he's not over because he wants to destroy it, only the Torah doesn't allow him. So he's not over, but we're afraid he might come to eat it. Somebody in the house might forget and eat it. That's why it's to cover it up with a keli. Why is that? Because all year round people eat Chometz. You're accustomed to a child, let's say, the custom of picking up a piece of bread from the floor and eating it. If you have to cover it up with a keli, he shouldn't come to eat it. Omar Rove, im shal hegdish, but suppose it was Chometz of Hegdish. Let's say it was a lachme toida of Chometz, but it was Hegdish. There, the din is different. It doesn't have to cover it up. It's not over, but you can't destroy it. You can't burn anything on Yom Tov if it's not for Echol Nefesh. You can't burn up Chometz on Yom Tov. But you don't have to even bother covering it up, because you're not afraid to come to eat it. My time, why? Mivdol, B'divah, may people keep away from Hegdish. Some ordinary Chometz people don't keep away, so therefore, since they're accustomed to picking it up and eating it, you have to cover it up, they shouldn't pick it up and eat it on Pesach. But if it's Hegdish, everybody knows you have to beware of Hegdish, they're afraid of Hegdish all year, they're accustomed to keeping away from Hegdish. Yeah, if you don't have to cover it up, say that. Suppose a goy left Chometz in your house, but you didn't take any responsibility, so you're not over. Still, you have to build a wall around it, asarot fachim, 10 fachim high, mishum heker, in order to recognize that it's Chometz, and people shouldn't come to eat it, because Chometz, people are accustomed to eat all year around. So you have to make a mechitza. Now, before he said you can cover it up, that's because it's Yom Tov, and you can't do anything else. But Chol HaMoed, you have to make a mechitza around it. Or if it's put before Pesach, you have to make a mechitza around it. A mechitza has to be a mechitza, not a curtain. A curtain is not good enough, because you can walk underneath the curtain and come in. It has to be a mechitza to prevent you from coming in where the Chometz is. That's why, when you sell Chometz, right, before Pesach, you have to have a space, a room, or a closet that's devoted for that Chometz. It shouldn't be in the open. Because if it's in the open, we're afraid you might come to eat it, even though it's not your Chometz anymore, you sold it to the Goy. We're afraid you might come to eat it. That's why it has to be in a separate room, or in some separate place entirely. but you shouldn't come to eat it. Beim shal hegdish, but suppose it's chametz of hegdish, where right away people have awe, they're afraid, so they won't forget it, they won't come to eat it. And so you don't eat a mechitza night time. Why? People keep away from it, say that. Oh, my Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, HaMefaresh, he goes out on the ocean voyage, by Yetzi B'Shiyor, he goes out on the caravan trip, Kedush Leishim Yom, before 30 days before Pesach, Ein Zokik Levar, he doesn't have to get rid of the chametz. Not coming back during Pesach. So therefore, if it's more than 30 days before Pesach, he doesn't have to bother getting rid of the chametz. So he won't be home. Now you have to understand what that means. It means that he's mevatel the chametz. If he wouldn't be mevatel the chametz, he surely is oiva. Even if he has chametz in China, he is oiva. Only the din is, in addition to betel, you have to get rid of the chametz out of your house. You might come to eat it. So this is din of bedikas chametz now. Now he's talking only about bedikas chametz. He's not chayv in bedikas chametz if he's leaving home before 30 days before Pesach. There's no chayv of bedikas chametz on him. However, as I said, he must be mevatel the chametz, otherwise he's over on Bal Yoreh. But if he's leaving within 30 days before Pesach, then Zokuk Leboya, he is expected to make Bedikas Chametz. That's what we learn. Omar Abayim. The first Abayim makes a comment. Soon the Gemara will change that comment. Oh, the Yama, this that you said, Terech Shleishin Yom Zokuk Leboya, if he's leaving within 30 days before Pesach, he's obliged to get rid of the chametz, has to make the biggest chametz and get rid of it, not enough to make betel. Le'am Arami didn't say that, Ela Shaddai Talas, only if he intends to return during Pesach. Ah, well, Ein Dai Talas, he doesn't want to come back during Pesach, until after Pesach. Ein Zokeh, he doesn't have to bother getting rid of it, even though he's leaving within 30 days before Pesach. So Omar, always said, how can you say that? He died to last if his intention is to come back during Pesach. Even though he's leaving a year ahead of time before Pesach, he also has to get rid of it, because he'll come back on Pesach and find chametz. How can a man come back on Pesach and find chametz in his house? He might come to eat it. So therefore, if his intention is to come back, this statement that we just learned by Yehuda Marav doesn't apply at all. Intends to come back no matter when he leaves. That's my biggest comments. Elam Ahove, hold the Amad. This I just said. Kari Dimishle Shemdim Ein Zok Levoya. If he's leaving before 30 days, he doesn't have to get rid of the Chametz. Well, Amad didn't say that. Elish Ein Dalaz. He doesn't intend to come back. Aladai Dalaz. He doesn't intend to come back. Afilo Noresh Hashona Zok Levoya. Now, if he doesn't intend to come back, and also it's before 30 days before Pesach, it doesn't have to be Beit HaChametz. But missing one of these two conditions, let's say he does intend to come back, then no matter how early he is leaving, it has to be Beit HaChametz. If he does not intend to come back, but it's within 30 days before Pesach, that's the Beit HaChametz anyhow. Once it's within 30 days, then the Chiyuv of Beit HaChametz is on him. You need two conditions to make him potter from Bedikas Chametz. First, he doesn't intend to come back during Pesach until after Pesach. Also, he's leaving within before 30 days. But one of these two conditions is missing, so I'll go to a boy, I'll say that. Now remember, all this is conditional on his making betel chametz. He has to make betel chametz, otherwise he's over in any case.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rav Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.